This is exactly what America needs.
Hello and welcome to the final podcast, the last podcast you will ever listen to.
Oh, second week of fucked up February and your final bros are here. It's Brian Hopper LaGrosta and Shane the Expert Smith.
Don't like that one.
All right, but it's untrue, you know?
Okay, let's, we're gonna, this movie is just, so, right, Brie Olsen, right? She's the porn star that's in this movie?
That is correct,
Shane. Was she a fan of the movies? Is that why she was in this?
I don't know why she was in this. Like, you have to know what you're getting into. There's three of them at this point.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, yes, she was a fan.
Right? That's the only thing that makes sense?
I'm making that leap. I don't know if there's IMDb trivia to this.
I don't know. Didn't look it up.
I can check it. It was an interesting casting because she's a porn star. I think a popular one.
At the time, I think so, yeah.
When did this come out?
I don't know. 2000-something? 2015?
I'll check right now. Human Centipede. Yeah, 2015. I am very curious to see the trivia on this one. I will say, this is definitely, if you thought the second one was horrible, which we did, this one is even like significantly worse.
This movie is so bad. And I don't even just mean in the fucked up way. Like, this is just a really, really bad movie. It tries so hard to be funny, and it isn't at all.
I'm seeing here, it says, Tom Six has regarded this to be the sickest Human Centipede film. I don't even think this remotely comes close to as sick as the second one is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I don't even think this movie's that sick. Like, what are we... The sickest scene in this movie is when he cuts the guy's nuts off in the beginning.
Yes, that scene is graphic.
Everything else is not sick at all. You don't even like... In the other movies, at least, like, the centipede people, they're naked. This one, they cover it up. You don't even see the ass to mouth.
No. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is... It's a concept that didn't need to be done more than once. The first one had a charm to it, you know?
Yeah.
Then the rest just lost that. This is... They're not good, like...
Yes, he says here, the only film in the trilogy where there isn't complete nudity... Only part of a prisoner's buttocks are shown. Yeah, like, not that that matters at all, but it just, like, I don't know why he said this is, like, the most graphic film. It's not even close. Like, the second one is a fucking gore fest.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes the second movie even, like, kind of tolerable is the fact that it's in black and white, so you can't really see
what's going on, yeah.
But in any case, yeah, so we can talk about this. The crazy part about the first movie going into the... So the first movie was definitely the most, in my opinion, disturbing in nature because you're getting introduced to this concept. Mm-hmm. And the guy's super creepy.
Yes.
So the first one's like, you may not like it, but you could respect it. It wasn't overly gory. It was very conceptual with the centipede and the background and how it was the meme 100% medically accurate.
Yeah.
And then the second... Of course, that first movie was a movie... which was beloved by a security guard in the second movie. So he it was inspired to make his own Human Centipede.
Yes.
The thing is now in the third movie, the third Human Centipede.
That is also a movie.
The second movie was also a movie. And both the doctor is in this movie from the first movie. The security guard's in this movie from the second movie, but they're not the same characters as those. Instead, they're irrelevant characters that reference how much they look like characters that were in those movies.
Yes. Exhausting, isn't it?
I feel like no one's going to understand what I just said, but...
But you actually perfectly explained everything. Like, it's... That's just how it is, and...
Essentially, it's a movie within a movie.
Within a movie.
Yep.
It's Movieception cranked to 11. There's so many lines in this movie that, like you said, I wish I could remember the exact quotes because they are so ridiculous. He screams
so
about everything in this movie.
Like, so the Dieter Laser stars as a warden in this movie. He was also the crazy German doctor that was designing the centipede in the first movie. but he does not play a creepy character at all. In fact, he plays, I guess what's supposed to be considered like a weird, they don't even tell you where this is.
No.
But it's like a southern,
Texas. Like, isn't it in Texas?
It looks like a southern Texas warden that definitely sounds pure German. Like, there's no doubt about it. Yep. He has a strong, and he's just like so angry all the time. He just yells and rattles every single line he has.
Yes.
I don't know if it's supposed to be funny. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't work. It does not hit. And this creepy accountant also who's there is constantly referencing like ways to, I don't want to say like balance him out, but like he wants to institute the human centipede because apparently this is such a violent prison. The governor's looking for reform for the prison. And they are, their jobs are on the line.
Yes. Because apparently they just keep torturing the inmates, which is making the governor look bad. And this is an election year, and he feels like they're gonna cost him his election.
This movie actually is probably the one human centipede that I can even think of that actually has some like pretty notable actors in it. Because it's got, besides the porn star, it's got Dieter Laser and Lawrence Harvey, who are in the first. It's got the Tommy Lister guy, who's in a lot of movies.
Yes, Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts is the big one, of course. And then there's also like Robert Lissardo, who's just like in either like in all these movies as a prisoner. He just like typecast. So it was, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah. So you want to jump into the spooky pit and get this shit over with?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Human Centipede 3, final sequence. Eric Roberts doesn't want a prison human centipede.
He doesn't.
No, he does not. This film, like I said, was released in 2015, directed by Tom Six, stars Dieter Laser as Bill Boss, Lawrence R. Harvey as Dwight Butler, Eric Roberts as Governor Hughes, Robert Lissardo as Inmate 297, Tom Lister Jr. as Inmate 178, Bree Olson as Daisy. This is exactly what America needs. A prison human centipede. Now, they don't really get into this right away, but I'm trying to understand, for the reform, prison reform,
yes,
why would the human centipede work? Like, is the rationale because like you go from like hundreds of prisoners to just technically one prisoner, and then like as they can't really do anything, because they're going to be in a yard, and as over time, there's, as we've seen with that one guy, when their sentencing is up, they just cut them out of the peed, resew the peed, and then send them home?
Yes. The idea, I think, is that no one will be willing to commit crime, because would you want to spend 3 years in the centipede?
Yeah, I guess so. You're going to get centipeded, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm assuming these are like, I guess these have to be like considered like violent criminals.
Yeah, well, because the lifetime members and the death row inmates, they have to go into the human caterpillar.
There is a human caterpillar where they literally have dismembered the arms and legs of these people. They're basically like a giant worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting too. Wild. Let's get right into it. Let's not beat around the bush. But we explained the overarching plot. But the movie is it's just gonna start with like him yelling. He just yells all the time.
Yeah. He yells. Does he?
His accountant. Like that's just. Like,
yeah. Because there's like the inmates are like running wild and like they're shanking guards. So like, what do you do when one of your inmates shanks a guard? You hold him down and you step and break his arm.
Yeah. That's pretty rough. Yeah. That was Lister, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. He literally cracks open his arm. That's brutal.
You know what scene is actually the most brutal in this movie besides the castration scene? When the waterboard that guy with boiling water.
Oh, yeah. And then like, they have to peel it off his face.
Yeah. That scene is brutal.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. But then again, like the human centipede comes at the very end and the idea is not even introduced half. So they do mention his love for the human centipede early, yes. Like the accountant. And I guess he's trying to save on finances and work on reform. And they do mention the governor. And yeah, he throws this idea out about making a human centipede. And Bill Boss like laughs this out right away. Like he's not about the human centipede. He thinks the movies are stupid. He thinks he's ridiculous.
Which is a stupid idea.
It is. It's a very stupid idea. The whole thing is stupid.
The whole movie is stupid. Like, the concept is so dumb. You know what's even crazier about this? Is they actually bring in Tom Six to play Tom Six. That he comes in, he's like, yeah, no, it's 100% medically accurate. I asked doctors. We could do this. We could make this centipede. Like, why would the director of a Hollywood movie want to come to this prison to say, yes, so all of these prisoners ass to mouth?
Yeah. And that part is absolutely ludicrous. The thing is, with this movie, it's pretty much like Riot and then like Discipline, Riot, Discipline, and then Bill Boss is just yelling throughout the whole movie.
Well, also chewing on human clitorises as candy.
Jarred clitorises from Africa?
Yep.
Yeah.
The jar of female circumcision. He loves it because it's a little salty candy he gets to pop in.
Yeah, it's wild. There's a weird thing where, like, so their secretary is Brie Olson, and he basically, this whole thing, like, the only, like, element of humor I got in this movie was every time they went in the office, he would just take her and throw her out of the office.
Yeah, so he would, like, smush her face out.
He literally only... I don't know if he's trying to play like a character here, because obviously this is so like ridiculously inaccurate, but he treats her like shit and she's only used to give like blowies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the other guy kind of has this weird attraction to her.
Like, yeah, he's like, in love with her. He actually says he's in love with her.
So, I mean, like when they go for that riot, he fucking, yo, she just gets fucking carved up.
Yeah.
She gets carved up so bad by Tommy Lister. So bad. That I thought for surely she was dead.
Yeah.
But she's not.
She wishes she was, because she actually gets put in the human centipede on accident.
And that's why he was upset, because like she was put in there, Dwight.
Like, all right, so like while you were watching this movie, were you wondering why all of these people still work here and none of them quit?
Yeah. I also think this is like a maximum security prison, and it felt like that was not the case at all. It felt like this was like a very small office that two guys ran this entire facility with one doctor.
Yes.
Like, it felt like there was no other, we never saw a correction. Like, we saw a couple of guards when they were breaking out. They had to discipline the one guy early.
Yeah.
Because he was basically just like threatening him. So
yes.
They basically took his balls and ripped them out.
Yeah. They cut his balls off. But not only that, he then has the chef cook his balls so he can eat his balls with salt and pepper.
He does have a salt and pepper dinner scene with the balls. Very dumb.
They don't look appetizing.
No, they look kind of like pizza rolls. No.
Like shriveled prunes.
Shriveled prune, yeah. They look good.
They just...
Human balls, not the best.
No, I wouldn't eat them. They don't look good.
No,
they don't look appetizing.
No, no. But I think what we can talk about... early on is the visit from Eric Roberts.
Yes.
To their office. Just ragging on them, basically saying, like, hey, like, you guys are going to get fired. If you guys keep bringing me negative results and there's no reform, it's an election year. You guys have sucked. Bill Boss, he just thinks he could do whatever he wants. He wants to take credit for everything. He thinks he owns the show. He's always smoking a cigar.
Yeah. He only smokes Dominicans, and Eric Roberts only smokes Cubans. So there's a big conflict there, a conflict of cigars.
For sure. And I think he believes the solution to this is putting all the blame on his accountant and firing him.
Yes. But he doesn't, because he finally gives into the human centipede idea.
That's the thing. He does fire him and leave.
Yeah.
But when Tom Six comes back, because he made the idea to bring Tom Six in. He randomly just walks back in and takes him back in, because he walks back in when Tom Six comes to talk about the 100% medically accurate human centipede.
Yes. Now's a good time to mention the surgeon has his license revoked, and that's why he works here without question, because it's the only place that will hire him. It's also why he's so willing to do the human centipede, because no other place will hire him. So he just wants to keep his job, so he does the human centipede. And Brie Olson works here and doesn't quit, because her dad was let go from this jail if she worked here and sucked his dick.
Yep.
Also, can we talk about his tongue action while his dick is getting sucked?
Because
I have never seen a blowjob face quite like that. I don't even know if I can. Because it's like, it vibrates when it's like out of his mouth. Like, we need to pull it up for everyone to see.
Blowjob Bill Boss is kind of
It is
of
that
great.
Scene, right? Where he's getting blown, where he does the tongue thing. There's a scene where his tongue is going haywire.
When she gets carved up and she's brought on like the gurney and she's like in a coma.
Yes,
like,
he does.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, like, so that's another thing that happens in this movie. It, after she's been beaten and she's in a coma and they wheel her, the accountant's like, we should put her in a real hospital. He's like, no. My what does he call her? His slut stays close to him?
Yeah, if he calls her something specific.
And I literally, it's something just horrible. And then he mounts her. And that's one of the more normal things that happens in this scene. Because then, doesn't he go up to the guy who has a stoma?
Oh, the stoma scene.
Where he sticks his gun in the stoma hole?
So that's when they establish like their early parts of the human centipede that they're going to do this. And he thinks that he's making an excuse by saying the stoma because he's got like this pad on his stomach. But he rips open it. It's very clearly a hole in this guy's stomach.
Yeah. He and sticks then, his gun in there, and he...
It was like, you can't be in the centipede anymore because you can't fucking shit. So
and he
like
a, shoots, and there's just a poop blood geyser shoots out. So disgusting. I wish I knew the exact scene where his tongue just goes absolutely bonkers, but...
I mean, he kind of does that throughout the movie. His facial reactions are kind of nuts. Like, they're fucking actually sick.
Yeah.
I think the interesting wry is, like, what they want to do is, so, eventually, Tom Six and Dwight ultimately convince Bill Boss that this is the right move. They're going to go forward with the human centipede. It's 100% medically accurate. And they're going to have the doctor do this. Maybe it's here. Probably not. Maybe they will have the, like, the doctor said, I'll do this. But I need like a whole team. And he's like done. Like we'll get it.
How did all these surgeons agree to do this?
And we don't even see any other surgeon. I think we only see him still.
No, there are other doctors walking around because they're like lathering that guy's asshole to get it ready for the stitches or whatever.
My whole thing is that he makes the switch from like not. He was against the idea to doing it so fast. But the first order he does is. Before we do anything, he's like, I need the staff to see both Human Centipede movies so they absolutely know what they're in for before it happens.
Yeah. It's, right. They show it at the screening, right? They do the screening with it and.
And that potentially causes a riot.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There it is.
No, like.
It is. Yeah. So, okay.
This man is a reptile.
Look.
Timestamp this 31 minutes.
I don't know what everyone's cum face looks like, right? But like, I'm gonna assume most normal people, their tongue isn't vibrating.
But even when he's like, everything fails for him, he just goes on these wild, like, he explores all these various facial expressions throughout this film.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Okay.
Do you think he's got to be slimy, right?
Slimy?
Yeah, he's just got to be slimy.
Yeah, 100%. Or he's just got reptile skin. He's scaly, so he's like scaly. Can you just scaly penis?
I do know this is one of the last films he did before he passed away.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so to be fair to him, he's really good at being terrifying. Yeah, he just calls her office slut. Okay. Poor girl. Yo, she gets it so. She actually has the worst fate in this whole movie.
Yeah, she just gets fucked over so bad.
Because, like, she gets beaten by the inmates. She gets sewn into the thing on accident. Like, it's horrible. So, all right. Let's talk. So, we killed the stoma patient. There's another guy who, like, he has, like, Crohn's disease, right?
Oh, yeah. Because he's just going to have, like...
Massive diarrhea.
Constant shits all the time.
So, they kill him.
Yeah.
So, they do just eventually sew everyone together. And then Eric Roberts comes back to look at it, and he's in shock, as one would be.
Yeah, he is not about it.
No.
Roberts is very anti-peed.
Yeah. Which I don't think any governor would go into their prison and be like, you know what? This human centipede thinks that's going to fly. Like, the people are going to love it.
Like, he really thought, like, this was going to work.
Yeah.
And he... obviously fires them immediately on the spot.
He fires both of them. And then Eric Roberts leaves and he's driving away. And like the doctor comes in to talk to Billy Boss and the accountant is like, that was a great success, right guys? Like we did great. Everything's going great. And
he shoots him.
He shoots him. Then he's crawling away and he shoots him again in the head. And then they sit down and he's about to shoot himself when Eric Roberts walks back in. He's like, you know what? America is going to love this. This might make me president. That's how good this idea is. And that is just crazy.
The radical change from him saying, like, this is, like, the worst thing ever. I'm going to lose my job. Like, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
Gets in his limo. And then after he shoots the doctor, he comes back and absolutely lauds the idea. He's just so beyond human comprehension on how that was actually written into this movie.
Yeah, makes no sense at all.
Absolutely makes zero sense. Also, that scene is pretty wild. The scene where, like, he imagines himself getting fucked in the kidney by that inmate.
By the inmate, yeah. Wow. Completely. Just weird scene. We also need to mention Billy Boss is extremely racist in this movie.
Oh, for sure.
He says so many racial slurs.
He definitely drops the N-bomb several times.
A lot. All right, so Eric Roberts loves the idea, and then the accountant is like, I did it. This was all me. And he finally admits, he's like, you did it. This was your idea.
Give me a hug. Give me a nice embrace.
They hug. He puts the gun up to the accountant's head. He pulls the trigger, killing him, because obviously he needs all the credit for this.
That's all. Billy Boss is all about all the credit.
And is that it? Is that the last shot? Is him dead?
I think that at the end of it, I think they play like the American, like American music, and he's just like, now he's in control of the prison and everything, and that's that.
And finally, we could put this series to rest.
It's over.
I never have to talk about the freaking human centipede ever again.
Yeah, it's done. It is done. Thank God.
Now, my rating.
I'm so happy they actually have not made another one.
Yeah. 1 out of 10. I hate this movie.
1.
Yeah. I despise this movie. This movie is stupid. It's just nonsensical. It's forcing me to watch a lizard human. Oh, God. It's so bad.
A lizard human?
God, it's 1 out of 10.
No, so, like, the whole Tom Six thing is so interesting because he goes in there, 100% medically accurate, the whole deal, all the way through. He looks like he belongs on a Louisiana riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
We know all these things are true. But the thing is, when presented with what happens with, I guess, maybe, I don't know if it was the human centipede. It might have been the human caterpillar when they were, like, cutting up the arms. He just is not about it. He throws up.
Yeah. Well, the human caterpillar is pretty sick.
Yeah, I think it was the human caterpillar, the human centipede, but that's okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm at a 2. It probably is a 1, but I'm at a very low 2. It is just so devoid of goodness in every possible respect. Yeah. It's a try-hard movie to be funny. The constant screaming of William Boss is so hard to sit through for an hour and 4. This is the longest human centipede movie. Yeah. I guess if you like lizard tongue, that's... sell me on this movie.
I would not even. It's got rape, lizard tongue, kidney fuck, Crohn's disease.
Yeah. You can't sell me on this movie. There's not a positive to the movie. Like, there's no, like, direction. Like, the Pete is done. It's good for America. So, like, what now is, like, every fucking
place. Eric Roberts.
He's the only, he's the reason why I have this as a 2.
And he's hilarious.
I have him as this is for Eric, it's the Eric Roberts bump. Like, this is a 2 for Eric Roberts.
Yeah, I gave the New Jersey bump last episode. You give the Eric Roberts bump of this episode.
This is probably one of the worst movies we've done on this podcast.
Yeah.
If not the worst movie we've done on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I definitely would rather watch House of the Dead and Alone in the Dark, as shitty as those are,
over this. 100%.
There's some other bad ones we've done, like Slender Man. And this is definitely, in terms of the final podcast, we've been saying it. We even said at length last week, like, this was going to be a tough one, and it is definitely the worst movie that we've reviewed on this podcast, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Necronomicon.
I just also don't even think there was a lot of effort.
No, this is trash.
Worst kill.
The doctor's kill is kind of good, but
Stoma Kill was pretty fucking
Stoma
gross.
Kill was gross.
Did they ever kill Boiled Face?
No, he's in the Human Centipede.
I know. They never killed Daisy either. She was
in Human Centipede. Same with the other guy. They're all in the Centipede.
They never like rounded these stories out, too. They just threw them in the peed and like called it a day.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like Dwight's kill, but like that was just so stupid. He just didn't want to take the credit. Very weak. The doctor. I'm going to go with the Stoma Kill. For me, I don't know.
I'll go with Stoma. It's gross. Yeah. Stoma. You thought you had it all. You said, this is why God gave me the stoma, so I wouldn't end up in the centipede. It was all God's plan. Well, God's plan was for you to actually get gunned down in the stoma. The stoma was there for the gross out scene. That's the only reason it was there. There's just one last little shocking poop kill.
Yeah, that is so bad. That kill was actually really gross.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, like, I guess at that point, like, you fuck up your entire colon and stomach, and it's
terrible.
Blood and shit.
It's blood and shit.
Gross.
All right. Speaking of blood and shit, next week.
Oh, yeah.
The finale.
The finale.
We are having Damien back on, and we're ending fucked up February with a movie we have mentioned multiple times on this podcast, Sweet Movie.
How long have we talked about this movie? We were going to do it on an April Fool's Day.
We didn't.
But that was a joke. We've been talking about it for years. It is not a horror movie, but it is so ripe to headline a fucked up February.
Yes. So, we are the final podcast signing off, and we will see you at the finale of Fucked Up February at the dinner table? See at the dinner table? Or the Karl Marx boat.
Just whatever.
You're in for it, guys. Yeah. You are.
Yeah. Good luck finding the movie. It's crazy. But yeah, Sweet Movie next week. We are The Final Podcast. You can listen to our episodes on www.thefinalpodcast.com as well as any place you would listen to a podcast. And we're also on YouTube. Also, if you want to listen to our low budget show on Friday, Final Friday, starring the Cannibal Gypsy himself, Mike G, that's there for you. But you're not going to get a fucked up show on YouTube. You're just going to get a fucked up human. Mike G. We'll see you next week.